he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny, which nobody can deny, which nobody can deny. For he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny.
Get ready, because we have a lot to cover today.
A lot.
We're talking hidden lakes, AI DJs, space junk, and even a mysterious metallic blob on the moon.
Yeah, the sheer variety of what we're covering today is really a testament to human curiosity, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Okay, first up, an adventure to the Sahara Desert.
Okay.
You won't believe this.
What?
But scientists recently discovered an entire underground lake.
Wow.
Hidden beneath the sand.
It's like something out of a Jules Verne novel,
right?
Isn't it? A lost world teeming with microscopic life.
Yeah.
That's been isolated for who knows how long.
Crazy.
What's even more exciting is that these organisms could be similar to what might exist on Mars.
Oh, interesting.
Given its history of water.
So this discovery could hold clues about the possibility of life beyond Earth.
It really changes our perspective on what's possible.
Yeah.
Both here and out in the cosmos.
Now let's shift gears to something a little closer to home, but just as intriguing. Have you heard of the Silent Park in South Korea?
Oh, what?
Silent Park.
No.
It's a place where technology is strictly forbidden.
Oh, wow.
Encouraging visitors to disconnect from their devices.
So no phones?
Nope.
Wow.
And reconnect with nature.
It's a fascinating concept. This idea of creating a space entirely free from the digital world.
Right.
Some might find it liberating.
I could see that.
A chance to truly unplug and unwind.
Yeah.
Others might struggle with the lack of constant connectivity.
I think I would.
I wonder, would you embrace the silence or would it leave you feeling restless?
I'm not sure I could handle being totally off the grid.
Yeah.
But speaking of tech, let's talk about some innovations that are blurring the lines between science fiction and reality.
Okay.
We've got two that I think you'll find particularly thought-provoking.
Lead the way, I'm all ears.
First up, construction exoskeletons.
What?
Imagine a suit that gives you superhuman strength, allowing you to lift massive objects without breaking a sweat.
These exoskeletons have the potential to revolutionize the construction industry.
Wow.
Making jobs safer and more efficient.
That's great.
But of course, anytime we introduce advanced technology, we need to consider the potential consequences as well.
Correct.
Could these exoskeletons lead to job displacement in the long run?
That's a crucial question.
Yeah.
It's exciting to see how technology can help us.
It is.
But we have to make sure those advancements benefit everyone.
Of course.
Okay, now for an invention with a more eco-friendly focus. Carbon capture clothing.
What?
It sounds crazy.
Really?
But researchers are developing clothes that act like mini air purifiers.
What?
Absorbing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere as you wear them.
It's a bold idea.
It is.
Trying to combat climate change one outfit at a time.
I know.
Imagine if this technology could be scaled up to the point where it made a real impact.
Wow.
That's what I find so compelling about these innovations.
Me too.
They encourage us to think outside the box.
Right.
And imagine what's possible.
Okay, let's take a break from the serious stuff for a minute and dive into the world of pop culture.
Fern.
Where things are getting seriously meta.
Gosh.
We've got AI algorithms creating music mashups.
Really?
That are taking the internet by storm.
Oh, wow.
I'm talking about unexpected combinations of genres and artists.
Cool.
That you would never hear otherwise.
What I find most interesting is the debate this sparks about creativity.
Yeah.
Can AI truly be creative, or is it simply mimicking patterns?
Mm-hmm.
It's learned from human-made music.
Yeah.
Where do we draw the line between human ingenuity and artificial intelligence?
That's the question.
And more importantly, could you even tell the difference?
I don't know.
Between a song made by a human
and
one crafted by an algorithm?
You know, I'm not sure I could.
It's getting hard to tell.
And speaking of blurring boundaries,
there's
another pop culture trend we have to talk about.
What's that?
It's coming to us straight from the retro gaming world. Pixel art fashion.
That's right.
Yeah. Get ready for a blast from the past.
Okay.
Because 8-bit costumes in Tetris-inspired outfits
are
making a serious comeback.
I love it.
Picture this. A fashion show where people are strutting down the runway.
Oh, wow.
dressed like they just stepped out of Pac-Man.
Uh-huh.
Or Super Mario Bros.
It's like those pixelated characters are coming to life right before our eyes.
It is.
It's nostalgic,
yeah,
playful, and surprisingly stylish.
I know, right?
I love how it takes something from the virtual world and brings it into the realm of fashion.
All right, time to shift gears and tackle some of the bigger challenges facing our planet.
Okay.
Starting with the growing problem of space debris.
Uh-oh.
We've launched so many satellites and rockets into orbit that we've essentially created a massive cloud of junk.
Oh, no.
Whizzing around Earth at thousands of miles per hour.
It's a real hazard.
I know.
Imagine a tiny piece of metal colliding with a satellite. Or even the International Space Station.
That would be bad.
The consequences could be disastrous.
Right.
Some brilliant minds are working on space cleaning robots.
Okay.
To try and remove this debris.
Cool.
But is that enough? Shouldn't we also be focusing on preventing future clutter?
Right.
With stricter regulations on space launches?
It's a delicate balance.
Oh,
right. We want to encourage exploration and innovation.
Uh-huh.
But we also have a responsibility to protect the space environment.
Of course.
And speaking of finding that balance, let's talk about vertical farming.
Okay.
As our cities grow larger and denser, we need to find innovative ways to produce food.
Right.
Imagine skyscrapers filled with crops.
Wow.
Growing fresh produce right in the heart of urban centers.
It's an incredible concept with enormous potential.
It is.
Vertical farms could help us address food security.
I agree.
Reduce our reliance on transportation.
Right.
And even minimize the environmental impact of traditional agriculture.
That's great.
However, there are valid concerns about the cost and energy consumption of these high-tech farms.
Yeah.
Can we make vertical farming viable on a large scale?
Right.
Or is it just a futuristic dream?
It's definitely something to watch.
I'll be keeping an eye on it.
Okay. Are you ready for this? We're about to enter the realm of the truly mind-boggling.
Let's do it.
Starting with the latest buzz in the world of physics. Parallel universes.
Hold on tight.
What?
New data from particle physics experiments is suggesting that alternate realities might actually exist alongside our own.
Wait, are you saying there could be countless other universes out there?
That's the theory.
Wow.
Each with its own set of rules.
Crazy.
And maybe even different versions of ourselves.
It's mind-blowing.
And while it's still highly speculative,
some
physicists believe we're getting closer to understanding
whether
the multiverse is science fiction or scientific fact.
Wow.
It's a concept that truly challenges our understanding of reality.
Whoa, that's mind-blowing. Okay, ready for one more mystery before we move on?
Hit me.
This one's coming to us straight from the far side of the moon.
The moon.
Scientists have detected a massive metallic anomaly buried beneath the lunar surface.
Interesting.
It's huge. Much too large to be a natural formation.
That's what makes it so intriguing.
Right.
We're talking about a structure that defies easy explanation.
Crazy.
Some speculate it could be the remnants of an ancient asteroid impact.
Oh.
While others suggest something far stranger might be at play.
Like what?
We don't know yet. But luckily, we won't have to wait long to find out more.
That's good.
NASA is planning missions to investigate this lunar enigma in the near future.
So cool.
Who knows what they'll discover?
I can't wait to find out.
It seems like every time we answer one question about the universe, two more pop-ups to take its place.
I know, right? It makes you realize how much we still don't know.
So much.
But speaking of unanswered questions, I wanted to circle back to the topic of AI and creativity for a moment.
Okay.
It's just so fascinating to me.
It is.
We talked about those AI music mashups.
Right.
But this technology is being used to create all sorts of art.
Really?
From paintings and poetry to even fashion designs.
It really is remarkable.
Yeah.
And it raises some profound questions about the nature of creativity itself.
It does.
Is AI simply mimicking human artistry based on the data it's been fed?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it capable of generating truly original ideas?
You know, it's interesting to think about.
Yeah.
On the one hand, AI is trained on massive data sets of human-created content.
Right.
So it's building upon our existing knowledge and artistic expressions.
Okay.
But then you see AI come up with things that seem totally out of left field.
Like what?
Unexpected combinations, unique solutions, even emotional nuances that you wouldn't expect from an algorithm.
It really does blur the lines.
I know.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Could AI eventually become more creative than humans?
I don't know. It's a bit unsettling to think about, honestly.
Yeah.
But it's also incredibly exciting.
How so?
Imagine the possibilities if AI could become our creative partner.
Okay.
Helping us to push the boundaries of art and innovation.
That's a fascinating way to look at it.
It is.
Instead of fearing AI as a competitor,
right,
we could embrace it as a collaborator.
I like that.
A tool that can enhance and amplify our own creative potential.
Exactly. It's like having a brainstorming buddy who can come up with ideas we never even dreamed of.
I could see that.
But of course, we have to be mindful of the ethical considerations as well.
Of course.
Who owns the copyright to a work of art created by AI?
Hmm.
How do we prevent AI from being used to create harmful or misleading content?
Those are important questions that we need to address as AI technology continues to evolve.
Right.
It's a powerful tool.
It is.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or bad.
True.
We have a responsibility to ensure that AI is used ethically and responsibly for the benefit of humanity.
You're absolutely right. Okay, before we go too deep down the rabbit hole of AI ethics, I wanted to shift gears for a moment and talk about some other cool innovations that have caught my eye lately.
Okay.
You mentioned biomimicry earlier.
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
Oh, it's such a fascinating field.
What is it?
Biomimicry is essentially about looking to nature for inspiration.
Okay.
To solve human problems.
Interesting.
Think about it.
What?
Nature has had billions of years to perfect its designs through evolution.
That's true. We're surrounded by incredible examples of natural ingenuity every day,
yeah.
But we often take them for granted.
Exactly.
We do.
So instead of trying to reinvent the wheel,
yeah.
Biomimicry encourages us to study how nature has already solved similar problems.
I see.
For example,
right.
Scientists are studying gecko feet to develop adhesives that can stick to any surface.
Wow.
Or they're analyzing the aerodynamic shape of bird wings to design more efficient airplanes.
Wow, those are some really cool examples.
They are.
It makes you realize that nature holds the keys to so many of our challenges.
Absolutely. And we're seeing biomimicry being applied in all sorts of fields.
Oh.
From architecture and transportation to medicine and energy production.
Really?
It's really a testament to the power of interdisciplinary thinking.
Okay.
Bringing together biologists, engineers, designers,
oh.
And other experts to learn from nature's wisdom.
I love that.
Me too.
It's like we're finally realizing that we're not separate from nature.
Right.
We're a part of it.
We are.
And speaking of interconnectedness.
Yes.
I wanted to touch on something we discussed earlier.
Okay.
The future of work.
Yeah.
It's a topic that's both exciting and a little bit scary.
It is.
Especially with the rise of automation and AI.
I agree. It's a complex issue with far-reaching implications.
It is.
We talked about construction exoskeletons potentially displacing workers.
Right.
But this is just one example of how technology is changing the landscape of employment.
On the one hand,
yeah.
We have the potential to automate dangerous, repetitive tasks.
True.
Freeing up humans to focus on more creative and fulfilling work.
Right.
But on the other hand, there's a real concern about job losses.
Yes.
As machines become more capable.
Of course.
What happens to those whose skills become obsolete?
Right.
How do we ensure that everyone benefits from these technological advancements, not just a select few?
Those are tough questions, and there are no easy answers.
I know.
But I think it's crucial that we start having these conversations now as a society.
I agree.
We need to think about how we can retrain and reskill workers for the jobs of the future.
Okay.
We need to consider the social and economic implications of widespread automation.
I completely agree. It's a challenge we can't afford to ignore.
We can't.
The future of work is rapidly evolving, and we need to be proactive in shaping it in a way that benefits everyone.
I agree.
We can't just sit back and let technology dictate the terms.
Right.
We have to be active participants in shaping the future we want.
That's a great point.
It is.
This isn't just about adapting to change.
Right.
It's about actively shaping it.
Yes.
And that requires a shift in mindset.
It does.
A willingness to embrace lifelong learning and to collaborate across disciplines to find solutions that work for everyone.
Well said.
Thank you.
You know, as we're talking about all these different topics,
yeah.
It strikes me how interconnected everything really is.
It is.
We started off with a hidden lake in the Sahara.
We did.
And ended up discussing the future of work.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow it all feels connected.
That's because it is connected. We tend to compartmentalize knowledge into neat little boxes, science, technology, culture, society. But in reality, these are not separate entities.
Yeah.
They're all interwoven.
They are.
Constantly influencing and shaping one another.
You're right. And I think recognizing that interconnectedness is more important now than ever before.
I agree.
As we face the complex challenges of the 21st century,
yeah.
We need to embrace a more holistic perspective.
Okay.
One that recognizes the interconnectedness of all things.
It's like that old saying, The more you learn,
yeah,
the more you realize you don't know.
That's true.
But that's what makes the journey of discovery so exciting, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's all about embracing the unknown.
Right.
And being open to new perspectives.
Yeah.
You know, as we've been exploring all these different topics,
yeah,
from the depths of space to the future of technology,
mm-hmm.
One thing has really struck me.
What's that?
The incredible resilience of life.
Mm.
We talked about those microscopic organisms thriving in that hidden lake beneath the Sahara Desert.
Yeah.
It's a powerful reminder that life finds a way, even in the most unexpected places.
It's a testament to the power of adaptation.
It is.
And evolution.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder what other secrets are waiting to be uncovered,
right,
both here on Earth,
mm-hmm,
and out in the vastness of space.
It's like we're just scratching the surface of what's possible.
We are.
And speaking of possibilities,
right,
I wanted to touch on one final thought before we wrap things up. Throughout this conversation, we've encountered ideas that seem almost like science fiction.
Yay.
Parallel universes.
Yeah.
AI creating art.
Uh-huh.
Clothes that capture carbon.
Oh,
it makes me wonder,
what
will the world look like in 50 years?
Wow.
100 years.
That's a question that sparks the imagination, doesn't it?
It does.
If history has taught us anything,
yeah,
it's that technological advancement often outpaces our ability to predict its consequences.
Right.
Who could have imagined a century ago,
I know,
that we'd be carrying around tiny computers in our pockets capable of connecting us to information from all over the world.
It's true. We live in an era of unprecedented change and innovation.
We do.
And as we navigate this uncharted territory,
yeah,
I think it's crucial that we approach the future with a sense of wonder and curiosity.
I agree.
While also being mindful of the potential impact of our actions.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
We have an incredible opportunity to shape the future.
We do.
But it requires us to think critically. Collaborate effectively.
Okay.
And prioritize the well-being of both humanity and the planet.
It's a tall order, but I believe we're up to the challenge.
I think so too.
And the more we learn,
yeah,
the better equipped we'll be to make informed decisions that create a brighter future for generations to come.
Well said.
Thanks.
So, to our listeners out there,
yeah,
I encourage you to keep exploring, keep questioning,
yeah,
and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Exactly. This conversation is just the beginning.
It is.
We've given you some food for thought,
right,
some ideas to ponder.
Okay.
But the real journey of discovery starts now.
And remember, the universe is full of wonders waiting to be uncovered.
It is.
All you have to do is look up, ask questions,
yeah,
and never stop learning.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on this wild ride through the realms of science, technology, and culture.
It's been fun.
Until next time, keep your minds open and your curiosity alive.
For he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny, which nobody can deny, which nobody can deny. For he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny.